95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin Ryder and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Cheap Trick there. That's their new one, Light Up the Fire. I like that one more, I think, every time I play it.
Same.
Yeah.
That is really good.
Yeah, it's nice and loud.
It's not just a band that's just sort of resting on their laurels and doing something. It really sounds like it's great.
And they've been doing a lot of interviews. If you want to hear what they have to say about themselves, just find them on social and you'll find all those links.
The Kevin and Sluggo show today, we're going to talk about how much it must suck to be an Uber driver.
Oh, man, I don't know how y'all do it.
I don't either.
Damn.
Because I don't know if you saw the clip of the three girls in the back seat.
I heard about it. I
didn't have masks.
Yeah.
And were coughing on him. That was my computer. Oh. That were coughing on him. And it was just sounds like a nightmare. What's happening?
Buttons being pushed incorrectly.
Okay.
It's fun.
So we're going to do that. We're also going to, we got a complaint here at the station. It's a little odd because we don't. We usually get complaints about ourselves, of course.
Oh, naturally.
That's what we expect.
Right.
We got to complain about The Bachelor.
About The Bachelor?
Yes, and that's not our thing.
No, not usually.
So that's odd that we would get that.
Well, I think we should address it. That's important. That sounds terrible.
I mean, I do believe that we will play it.
Okay.
Because, yes, we need to take care of everything that needs to be taken care of.
Of course.
And Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock is up to...
$2,000. And it's kind of a hard one, I think. This is a bizarre one. People have been struggling with it a little.
I love it.
Yeah. So sometime between now and 4, we'll play that weird little clip at you. If you can identify it, be the right caller, and kiss our butts or something. I don't know.
$2,000.
Oh, good for them. Coming up in a few on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Okay, do you follow Jerry Cantrell there from Alice in Chains on Instagram?
I do not.
He's always in his...
Spelled his name?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's always in his backyard playing with his really, really weird cats. They're always on these bizarre adventures.
Why are they weird? What's...
Well, you know, one time he needed to dress up like a lady and play with... I mean, he's just always screwing around.
Dressed up or the cat dressed up?
Yeah. Just him. I wish it was the cat as well. Would have made it better. But yeah, he's so entertaining. He's just so...
I love that.
...active and odd. It's very entertaining.
I'll follow him.
Yeah.
I learned one thing a long time ago, and that's that you can't make everyone happy.
Impossible.
It kind of sucks, because you'd like to.
Sure.
You'd like everyone to like you, but
Sluggo
and I have a strange sense of humor, and not everybody's down with that.
No.
Some people hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people love it. So, but you can't avoid complaints.
Nope.
It's just a thing that exists.
Yep.
So, you know, we get complaints all the time, and Heidi and Frank get complaints, and... This complaint, though, came from a woman who is complaining about The Bachelor.
What I just, you know, you mentioned this a few minutes ago. What does that have to do with us?
Nothing.
I'm not sure. I'm confused.
It has nothing to do with
the
us.
The big television showgram, The Bachelor?
Yes.
Okay. That's not on this network.
She has a complaint. She does say early in the complaint, I asked for The Bachelor. I'm not sure what that means. If she called information.
It came in.
Do people still do that?
Does that exist anymore? I don't even know. Yeah.
You usually just look it up online.
Yeah. Information, what city, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what she's complaining about. And that's all I know.
And it came into our little radio station.
Yeah, it came into KLOS.
All right.
So let's start it, and maybe we can stop it along the way and try to figure out exactly what's going on.
Let's try and help her. We care.
Okay. All right.
Nine first message.
All right, hold up. Hold up.
Okay.
Do you watch The Bachelor?
I have never seen it once.
Okay, I don't watch it either.
Oh, good.
So I don't think we're going to be able to
I was afraid you're like a big fan or something, and I didn't want to really broach it.
No, but when you said we could help, then I thought, and then I was like, no, neither of us watch it. Of course we can't help. Even if we watch it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Hold up. Nope. All right, here you go.
Number one, I don't know who you are, but if this is what I asked for with ABC TV, great. You know what? This bullshit needs to stop.
Oh, hey.
Reverse liberal McCarthyism is fuck ass. I don't care what you say.
Hold on a second now. Is it a political show since the last time I heard about it?
No, it isn't.
No,
it's a guy that goes on a lot of dates with girls that are living in a house. It has nothing to do with McCarthyism. So when she said that, I was like, okay, we're going down a weird road here.
Yeah.
I'm not positive where it is.
Let's go a little further.
McCarthyism in any format needs to stop. I asked for The Bachelor TV show. This is the thing.
Okay.
Love is about helping people. Dude, Matt, if you love her, help her.
Now suddenly it's a Peanuts cartoon.
Wait a second.
Love is about a warm puppy.
If you love her, help her. Yeah. She certainly has never watched The Bachelor. That's not a thing. I have watched it. I will tell you. I have watched it. I didn't say I'm a fan. I don't know what's going on this season. But
yes.
But she seems to be under the illusion that other people, I think, knowingly go along with that they're looking for love, which they're not looking for love. So she's trying to say that he should help her if he has a problem with her,
and she called KLOS to tell
us. Yes,
you know, no one has. Love is about forgiveness. Love is not about, oh hey babe, love you man, but you gotta do this on your own, man. Listen, man. At the end of the day, let's all look at Arsenio Hall.
All right, hold up.
What?
I'm sorry, what? Did she say...
Timely reference.
Would you mind rewinding it just a bit? Why do we need to go back?
At the end of the day, let's all look at Arsenio Hall.
Okay, what? Was he a bachelor?
Was he ever on the show? There's no way he was on the show.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
All right, let's continue. All right, yeah.
He had... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Arsenio Hall.
Okay.
He had a... And he got canceled.
What?
So the bottom line is nobody helped Arsenio Hall get a damn thing until he went on The Apprentice. And who helped him? Donald Trump helped him.
Oh.
Okay, now are we back political?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't...
So confused.
I don't understand how she started with The Bachelor.
Right. Got to Arsenio Hall and eventually ended up at Donald Trump.
Yes. This is quite a roller coaster, this call.
Let's go some more.
All right.
So all you little...
My goodness.
Hey,
with
take
the
it easy
language.
With the language.
People with this little council culture bullshit, you guys need to stop. Because the only thing you truly are, is... McCarthy F, 1950 F, council culture F.
Okay, a lot of ass in there.
There's a lot of ass in there, and I will.
Maybe I will start watching this.
I will admit to being ass, but it's McCarthyism. We're back to that.
Right. Right.
How did we get back? Because we were just talking about Arsenio.
I just love a good insane phone call.
I do too. You know? Let's listen.
Yeah.
People can make mistakes. And if you love them, they help them grow from it.
Let's say she did actually get a hold of it.
That's a statement that we can support.
I support that.
Yes, we found something.
But I just kind of think that, you know, if she's actually gotten a hold of KABC, which is a shame she didn't.
Right.
I don't think they would have listened to this entire phone call.
No, because they wouldn't have enjoyed it like we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You don't say, hey, babe, man, you know, you should have known better. Yeah. Do this on your own.
Right.
That's not what you say.
It is on The Bachelor.
We all need to help each other do better.
All right.
And
so far, now she's starting to get a thread.
Right.
We need to
help each other. Okay. Yeah.
No one is perfect, be it black people, white people. Black people make mistakes, too. Maybe they don't want to admit it. I'm black. I make mistakes. We all need to admit it. We all need to help each other.
You know, I don't make mistakes. I'm perfect. I am perfect. She just said no one's perfect.
That almost everything I do is a mistake.
Like calling this the Kevin and Bean show. Oh, wait, that's me.
That was you yesterday.
At the end of the day, this is a diverse country.
Yes.
You know, and all this anti-Trump, anti-black people, anti-white people, anti-Asian people, bullshit needs to go away because that's not what this country is about.
I'm down with that. I mean, I think we can agree.
All right, yes.
We're on board with
her. Yay.
Okay, let's continue.
But somewhere along the way, some bullshit got jumped in.
What?
Okay.
Jumped
in. Old girl, Rachel's from the South, and she don't know better. Let's
back to the
figure
bachelor?
This mess out. Matt, help her figure it out.
Who's Matt?
Matt Love must be the bachelor.
Help her figure it out.
I don't know.
Help her say... Listen.
Okay, but let me just interrupt and say, if she is talking about Matt and Matt is the bachelor, he's not supposed to help her out.
No. That's
the show
not the point
is about being cold.
Exactly. Yes, yes, yes.
And inviting her to leave.
Yes.
That's what the show is about.
Right.
It isn't about finding love.
No.
Okay, let's continue.
Girl, you should have known better. But.
But.
Because I love you, I'm going to help you out.
All right.
Do it. And like I said, all this cancel culture, y'all need to stop it. It's just reverse McCarthyism.
Okay.
That's so weird. To McCarthyism.
But this is reverse McCarthyism.
Oh, okay.
But liberal style. So then you think it's cool. It's not cool.
It isn't cool. Okay, I agree.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it is cool, but I just don't know.
I'm not positive
either
now.
I don't know exactly what the hell she's
okay.
Okay.
It wasn't cool back in the 50s,
right.
And it's not cool now.
Agreed.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, now, so McCarthyism wasn't cool back in the 50s? Is that what she said?
That is what she said.
But now it's reverse McCarthyism, and that's not cool either. So it's just plain, if it's McCarthyism.
Yes, correct.
Anything to do.
She's arguing with
good
herself.
Order. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Cardi B, I mean, really, we're taking lessons from Cardi B?
I'm sorry,
Cardi
did you
B?
Say Cardi B?
Where did that come from?
I don't know. The same place Arsenio came from.
Really? Why don't we take lessons from Martin Luther King Jr., who said, let's be judged not by the color of our skin, but the content of our character.
All right.
Mm. And with that, let's be out.
Let's be out.
Click.
That's a new way to hang up. I like
Let's
that.
Let's be out.
Yeah. Okay, I'll meet you there. Let's be out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are going to play Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock game.
In a few seconds.
Yep.
Can you guys lean into that a little bit more? Give it a little more rock.
Nonstop rock. It's worth $2,000.
Yeah. $2,000.
So we're going to do that in a second. Our program director is in here, and he's on fire.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. So I may have breaking news. Okay. I can't confirm this yet.
All right.
But the KLOS Department of Homeland Defense.
We have that?
Has, oh, yeah. Yes, we
okay.
do.
Oh, yeah.
They're
That's
down
crazy.
The hall in yeah. the office to the right.
Don't I didn't piss them off.
Okay. They have informed me that Marcy's March Bandness has been hacked.
Oh, wait.
And the voting results for Metallica, Def Leppard, Aerosmith, and Tom Petty are all being reviewed as we speak.
Wow. Recount. Like, what happened exactly?
Multiple votes or hundreds of votes from a couple different IP addresses.
For which band?
That's what we're figuring out.
Oh.
Now, this doesn't end with Donald Trump being president, does it?
Well, it might. I'm not sure yet.
I hope not. I mean, now, I think it's just Marcy at this point.
Yeah. Well, yes. You know, it might have far-reaching repercussions.
Well,
we
not.
Might have to you know,
can you
everything.
Imagine?
I can confirm that Led Zeppelin was a legitimate winner after removing all the duplicates.
Right. Uh-huh.
We will have information on Metallica, Def Leppard, Aerosmith, Tom Petty as soon as our investigators get to the bottom of it.
Was it the bands? I mean, I like that someone's so fired up they're cheating. That's cool.
I can't imagine it was the bands.
Right?
No,
I don't know. Joe Elliott's at home bored. He's like, I'm going to vote for myself.
I don't know.
Times.
Lars Ulrich doesn't want to lose to anyone.
Oh,
so.
Lars, right on, dude. I
that is true.
All right, so I will update you. If we have to do a rematch, we'll have fun with that.
All right.
Right on.
It seemed odd at the time. It did seem odd. The results seemed very odd.
Yeah, it was super skewed to Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Totally
well,
won.
Yeah, the discrepancy
yes.
was
huge.
Was
yeah.
very odd.
Yeah. So is this hole fixed? Is it not possible to get your credit
now
card?
Now you have to put in your email address to vote.
Okay.
We will not share anyone's email address with any third party or anything like that. But
we may email you in the middle of the night.
Most likely.
Asking for money.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what we're working on now.
All okay, right. cool. All right. So go and vote now. Today it is, which two bands are fighting it out today?
Queen and Nirvana.
Oh, which one is your favorite for March Bandness?
It's not March Bandness.
Bandness.
It's not what it is at all.
Bandcamp.
This is Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop.
Yeah. We did say lean into a game.
This is for $2,000.
Yeah, $2,000.
So we're going to play you 1 second of a song, and you have to call and be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You have to be caller 13 and tell us the name of the band and the name of the song, and you will win $2,000.
Come in handy. So listen closely. Here you go. Now is the time to call.
818-955-KLOS. Said something.
He threw stuff and made fun of me, and it was just really rude. And
play the thing.
Which thing? Oh, yeah,
this thing
right here. Okay,
how many times do we have to?
16.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
This game's going to be over by the time we learn it.
It's very true. So, wait, we have someone named Kevin on the phone. Is it you? Is it
No,
Kevin?
It's not me.
Oh.
It's Kevin from Whittier.
Oh, Kevin from Whittier.
And, Kevin, this is up to $2,000.
No way.
If you get it right.
So, are you ready to give it a go?
I'm ready.
All right. Take a close listen. Good luck. Here you be.
All right, Kevin, what do you think that was?
I'm going to go with Brains 2 by Green Day.
Yeah! How did you figure that out?
Just heard the song so many times.
You just won $2,000.
It's insane.
And three other people missed that, and we were getting all kinds of votes on social media for people guessing what that song was. No one got it. Hey, Sluggo, throw him a longer version now so people can hear it.
Oh, the solution. All right, here you go.
Time ticks by.
That's how it continues.
Right.
Still I try. No rest for cross-tops in my mind.
What are you going to do with the $2,000?
Probably pay for a lot of chiropractor visits.
Oh, that sounds dull.
That's you. It is you. You're always going to the chiropractor. That's totally you. How are you doing that? With your mind?
Yeah, I can do that with my mind. I also voted for Def Leppard 1,000 times with my mind.
What the hell, man? Well, congratulations, Kevin. Well done. That means it's $500 between 4 and 5. We'll have another little clip for you. For you to win some cash. 95.5 KLOS. Let's give away some cash.
Let's do that, shall
we? Yeah.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
And we are up to $500 again because last hour the answer was
Brain Stew, Green Day. And it had that little, you know, dot, dot, dot. So our pal Stu, who puts these things together, decided to take that little second of dead space and make that.
It sounded like just a mistake, but it wasn't.
That was a good one.
So it's $500 right now. UB caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Identify this clip and you will win $500.
Tell us the name of the song and the artist. And go!
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
That scared the hell out of me, by the way. I was not ready for it. It is Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
It's up to $500 right this second.
Correct.
And you are?
Carlos.
Carlos, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Whittier.
Whittier, all right.
Oh, we just had, did he win? Wasn't the dude the last? Yeah, Kevin that won.
Kevin was from Whittier.
So maybe it's Whittier's lucky day today.
Oh, this is a tag team event here.
Yeah.
All right, Carlos, you have any idea what it is already? We are going to play it for you one more time.
Right.
But do you think you know?
I think I do.
Okay.
Oh, man, all right, $500 on the line if you can tell us who this is and what the song is. Here we go. Talk to us, Freaky.
Ozzy, Crazy Train.
Yeah!
Nicely
$500.
Nicely done. You win. Way to go, man. $500.
Awesome.
Well done. And thanks to everyone in Whittier.
Yeah, Whittier, man. You know what, everybody? If you want to win this contest, you better head out to Whittier, I guess.
Whittier in the house!
Let's play that clip again and then the solution. And then this is what the whole thing was. When you hear
not
it.
As hard as the last
no,
one.
Not at all, yeah. That's kind of funny when you actually hear it. You're like, oh, yeah, I know that.
Sure,
I get it.
Course.
All right, we're going to pick another one. And sometime between 5 and 6, it'll be worth $500 to you. Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
game. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're on from 3 to 7. Thank God we don't have to drive for a living.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Neither of us would be good at that.
I considered driving a cab for a little while, but it occurred to me, I don't think I have the patience. I mean, I've done so many different jobs, but that one I don't think I could do. I just don't think I could.
I mean, especially if you throw in drunk people, which is, you know, late at night, that's just probably all you get.
Throwing up in your car.
Yeah, that'd be the worst. Yeah. There was a story that was on TMZ. I don't know if you saw this or not, but there were three girls in the back seat, no masks.
Of an Uber?
Yes.
Right.
And the Uber driver had stopped once and asked them to get out.
Oh, right.
They wouldn't.
Right.
So then he pulled up to like a gas station and was trying to get them out of his Uber. And one of the women, I'm telling you this because you can't really make out what's happening in the audio.
Right.
One of the women grabbed his phone.
Aye.
And then the driver tried to get his phone back.
Right.
And grabbed her friend's arm or something. And then they started threatening and all this. So listen to the chaos that happened in this Uber.
And I got corona. What you gonna do?
Now you about to get beat up.
What's up?
You don't talk to my comedy.
You don't buy
it.
I work hard for it. You're not in the middle of nowhere.
So,
what the? Are you stupid?
I told you to get out in the gas station.
They sound fun.
That is not for me.
No. God, no.
He was very patient.
Yeah, no kidding. Wait, where's all the people with the machetes? You know, we're like talking about, you need an ejection seat or a machete if you're going to do...
One of the girls' names, this happened in San Francisco, one of the girls' names is Arna Kamai, and the other one is Malaysia King.
Boo.
And they turned themselves into the police and got booked.
Wow. Wait, they did?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And this is after TMZ ran it?
Yeah. Well, TMZ picked up the story that they had turned themselves in.
Okay.
But yeah, TMZ put it up, and it was just... And all three of them at one point were maskless and coughing on him, like hoping that they had COVID,
right?
Like trying to give it to him, right? Which is assault.
Yeah, yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's what you did to me last time when you came in. You had it.
That's
you had it twice now.
I did have it twice. I never
you're trying to
on
give
you,
it to
though.
Me. No, that's not true. That's a foul lie.
You're an Uber driver. You're a Lyft driver. That's gotta suck.
What's the stories?
Right.
Let's hear them.
That has to suck.
Yeah, that's.
Call us at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Did you ever have a I Love Foreigner bumper sticker on your car?
I did not.
I had one.
Did
How about
you?
I Love Def Leppard.
I did not.
Somebody really loved Def Leppard. I think we're getting an update on the March Bandness.
Stop calling it that. Oh, it is March Bandness. I thought you were saying it wrong like I did. Whew. All right.
Yeah, so we got to get the boss man back in here to tell us that in a bit. But, Ox... We were talking about being an Uber or Lyft driver.
And how neither of us could possibly
not a chance.
Have done that. Hello, KLOS.
So I used to drive for both Uber and Lyft. And
yep.
I remember I picked this guy up at LAX all the way to Redlands. And he was having an emotional breakdown. His
wife
left him. His whole family left him. And he's asking me, what should I do? Because I'm going to get deported back to Spain. And he is telling me that his wife is very abusive. And man, I'm just an Uber driver. Like, this guy's asking me for life advice. It's the most awkward 70 minutes of my life.
Oh, 70 minutes. God.
Yeah, you're not you don't have a little plaque there, a little diploma. That's crazy.
Did he start crying?
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually did start crying.
Oh.
But man, it was so awkward. I mean, I gave him the best advice I could. Mind you, I've never been married. I've never been in an abusive relationship. So, you know, I did the best I could.
No, but of course you did.
70 minutes, man.
Yeah,
wow, that is
crazy.
Rough. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you.
Hey, KLOS.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, I have a variety of them. I used to drive for Grubhub and Lyft. And first off, those companies are brutal on how they treat their drivers.
Oh,
they
really?
They treat us like trash. They treat you like... You're inexpensible. You can be a rider in a car and call in and say the driver was standing on his head until his ears are turning red, and they will believe you.
So you're
brutal.
So the company would never, ever, ever take their driver's side.
Yep, you got it. I had a customer call them and tell them that I was smoking weed and running red lights.
Well, I mean, I got to be honest. You shouldn't be smoking weed and running red lights.
I mean, choose one or the other, not both.
Say some of the customers you should be smoking weed for.
Right on. Thanks for calling in, man. Hey, it's KLOS. Are you an Uber or Lyft driver?
I used to be. Do you guys want stories?
Yeah, yes. What? Like, give us a nightmare scenario.
I just can't imagine what you had to put up with.
I had this one girl who, I picked up three people, and one girl was just faded out of her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, please don't throw up. So rolls down the window and just starts barfing all over the side of the car.
Hey, she rolled down the window and
she
stuck her head
out.
That's a win.
That's...
Yeah. I was just so glad to drop them off because the whole time they just wanted like hardcore like techno or rap or I don't know. It was just...
Oh, they wanted you to turn up the sound system.
Where's the aux cable and all that kind of stuff?
Right on. Thanks for calling in, man. 818-955-KLOS, your nightmare driving Uber or Lyft or whatever stories.
955 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are taking, let's take one more call if we can, about being an Uber or a Lyft driver.
Hello? Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hi,
how you doing?
Good. Thank you. You drove Uber or Lyft?
Yeah, I drove Lyft, man. Mm-hmm. And I remember the second pickup I ever got, the first night, second pickup, I went and picked up this girl. And I remember she's like, oh, my God,
you smoke, you vape? I'm like, yeah. And then she's like, oh my gosh. She goes, you're so cute. And she sat there and just, she was gorgeous. Straight tuck her tongue down my throat.
Oh, you must have hated that.
Sir, are you okay?
So like, oh my God. And then she jumped out the car and she looked and there was a girlfriend that she started kissing her girlfriend. And she's like, next time, maybe you can come with us. I'm like, oh my God.
So you're like, you know what? I've just gotten the best job ever in my life.
I just changed my mind. I want to drive Uber and Lyft. I don't know. That sounds, that guy was lying, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's actually trying to get us to work for Uber or Lyft. It's fun. Know. Come on down.
I think he was just making up a story. And then she started kissing me.
Oh,
like
and
crazy.
She said I was the hottest thing she'd ever seen in her
she
entire
was
life.
Gorgeous.
But he did say it was only one time. So maybe you give him the benefit of the doubt.
Nope.
It's just like they're just screaming. I mean, anybody can make music like that. It's easy to make music like that. Elon Musk has proven it's easy to make music
like that. Well, that's what I'm
saying,
is you and I should make a song.
Let's do it.
And then we could auction it off.
Yeah. Do I explain this new file thing again?
It's called NFT, and it's basically a way to prove to everybody that you have the original. So a band, Mike Shinoda in this particular case, sold pieces of a song and people auctioned it off and they bought
the original, the truly original digital copy.
And the way that the system works with the blockchain, everybody can tell that you have the original.
Right.
So that's worth whatever it's worth to collectors.
Right.
So let's start, like, say something about your grandma.
My grandma is hot.
Okay, your grandma's hot. Okay. Let's pick some music. Yes. Love it.
Right.
Walk This Way. Good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good.
It's not the 1 second game, by the way.
No,
we're
it's
creating
not.
Music.
We're making history, and we're also going to get rich.
Yeah.
All right. You say hot.
Hot.
Okay.
Are you sampling this? You're putting this together?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, okay. All right. We're creating a beautiful piece of music.
Let me put that hot. Okay, now you say my grandma's hot again.
My grandma is hot.
Okay.
I hope my grandma doesn't hear this song.
I should be. Is your grandma alive?
What the hell is that?
Is she alive?
Crap, on the radio.
All right, I'm going to sing backup, so I'll go. What'd you say? My grandma's hot?
Yeah.
She'll sex you up.
Ooh, that was nice.
She'll sex you.
Yeah. Wow. Do you want to sing another little bit?
Yeah.
Do it. Feel free.
She's hot.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
All right. Hold on.
You make sure you got the NFT all set up so no one can be stealing us.
We are going to be rich.
Yeah, man.
The guy, the first one that sold was $69 million.
Ah.
So if we get half that.
Of course it's 69. I mean, come
of course
on.
It is. If we get half that, we walk out of here, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's, it looks pretty good.
All right.
One more little piece.
Okay.
My grandma will sex you up.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's how we'll end
shove
it.
Shove that in there somewhere.
That's how we'll end it.
Nice.
There's something very wrong about this process and about this song.
Now listen, don't you try and record this right now because we have the original copy.
Correct.
We know.
And we can prove it.
Easy.
Now. We never could before.
Hell no.
All right. Play the song.
Song.
I think, yeah.
Okay, all right.
My grandma is hot. Hot. My grandma is hot.
She's hot.
She'll
set
you up.
My
grandma will
set
you up.
Man, right? That is amazing.
Right?
I've never heard a better song. That's going in the hot rotation. Musk, eat your heart out.
My grandma is hot. Remix.
Remix.
Breaking news. And now a breaking news update.
Breaking news. This is terribly exciting. The boss is back with breaking news.
I can confirm the Def Leppard victory.
Hold on. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Okay, go ahead.
I can confirm.
This is breaking news. Back to you.
The Def Leppard victory on Tuesday over Metallica was fraudulent.
What the hell?
Bullshit.
We have been hacked.
Wow.
The Russians.
Joe Elliott.
And we will redo it with a rematch on Monday.
How do you know you were hacked? How did you find that?
our crack staff identified some rogue IP addresses that were voting hundreds of times each.
Wow.
Hundreds and hundreds of times
each. Well, that's nice that they cared so much they wanted to see Def Leppard win.
Yeah, I guess
so. And I think I know who it was. The big boss, Otto, was walking around the building the other day going, Def Leppard's got to win. Everybody vote Def Leppard.
That's probably him.
He was very passionate about that.
He must be very disappointed.
All the way up until midnight, I was getting texts from him. So the Led Zeppelin victory on Monday is legit. That stands.
Okay.
That wasn't altered. And we're still awaiting the Tom Petty Aerosmith outcome.
And what was that final anyway on that one? I don't remember.
Tom
Petty was
weird.
Ahead the whole time.
At about 6 o'clock, Tom Petty had about a 20%
lead. Yeah.
They ended up losing by 60-some percent.
That's
so
dirty.
It's a little fishy.
So this hole has been fixed, though, right? When you go to 95.5KLOS.com now to vote for Marcy's March Bandness, it's legit from here on out.
Yeah, you submit an email address, and that will, if you're really good on computers and you still know how to get around it, it'll be a lot easier to remove duplicates.
Oh, okay.
All right, good.
All right. So we're going to redo this on Monday. We're going to fix
Metallica
it on Monday.
Def Leppard will be redone on Monday, okay, along with the scheduled matchup, which is Motley Crue versus the Foo Fighters.
Kids, don't cheat. Don't take steroids for March Madness.
Right.
Whatever.
Kids. Don't do drugs.
Kids. Damn it, kids.
Don't smoke.
Don't smoke. That's good advice.
I haven't heard that in a while.
That's really good advice. It has been 20 years.
All right, shall we give away some cash?
Let's do.
Oh, man, hell yeah.
It's Kevin and Sligo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. Yeah.
We have $500 because last hour.
Yeah, another guy from Whittier.
Two people from Whittier have won. A guy named Kevin and a guy named Carlos.
Carlos, yeah. And if you're listening in Whittier right now, you really got to try and play this.
Agreed.
Because apparently there's something going on in Whittier.
So we're
going
to play 1 second of a song, then you have to be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Give the number again.
I was trying.
Six more times.
818-955-KLOS.
Breaking news. All right, and give us the name of the song and the artiste. And you're good to go. So what is it? 818-955-KLOS, caller 13. Speaking of Tom Petty, we'll find out tomorrow if, in fact, Tom won or Aerosmith in the March Bandness.
People are cheaters?
Yeah, what the hell? And who? I want to know who and why and what they're wearing right now.
Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
It's KLOS. Who's this?
Eddie.
Eddie, where are you calling from?
Apple Valley.
Apple Valley. All right.
Did you hear the little 1 second of nonstop a second ago?
Yeah, I sure did.
You think you know what it is? Don't tell us yet, but do you think you know what it is?
I think so.
All right. We'll play it for you one more time.
You give us name of the song and the artiste, and you got $500 since you're caller 13.
Here we go.
What is it?
Is it the Clash? Should I stay or should I go?
Boom!
Wow!
Bam!
Wow!
$500.
Nicely done.
Nicely done.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Thank you very much. I need it.
Yeah.
What are you going to spend it on?
My Harley.
Your Harley.
Harley. Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to the full solution. Funny, once you actually hear the whole thing, you're always like,
it's obvious.
Yeah,
yes, but
I totally get it.
I would never win this game.
No, I cannot. I'm terrible at these.
Tomorrow, between 3 and 4, $500 again.
When the 1 second of nonstop rock game!
95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, Noodle started a conversation on Twitter a couple of weeks ago that I found really interesting. I've talked to so many people, bands that you didn't appreciate when they were new.
Interesting.
One of the ones he mentioned was AC/DC, so I'm going to throw some AC/DC for the nudes. Noodles in just a few minutes.
That's what he goes by on KLOS. Twitter.
Yeah.
G-N-U-D-Z.
Yeah.
We get a lot of complaint calls here at KLOS.
Deservedly so.
I mean, we should, to be honest. Some of them are for Heidi and Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are for us specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are for The Bachelor.
Sure.
You know, they all...
Wait,
they
what?
They come in what?
Hold on.
They all come in here for some reason.
The Bachelor, the television show, or is Greg married? I need to find that out,
no,
by the way.
I don't know about that. It's not about him.
Oh, okay.
No.
Now, who would complain about Greg?
It's about The Bachelor TV show on ABC.
What does that have to do with us? Why are they calling here?
I don't know, but let's listen to the complaint.
Okay.
And maybe we can help. Wait, first, do you watch The Bachelor?
Hell no.
Okay, I don't either. All right. Well, so no we're offense. Not going to be able to help
no,
you.
No, yes, yeah.
Well, let's listen to her.
Okay.
Nine first message.
Okay, number one, I don't know who you are, but if this is what I asked for with ABC TV, great.
All right, all right.
Wrong number right out the gate.
Wrong number.
Okay.
Also, she asked for ABC. Does that mean she did 411? Like, does anybody call?
Does that work anymore?
Information anymore?
Please make a note of it.
I don't know, because usually you just look it up online.
And then if so, I guess now it's like, yeah, whatever. Here, just take that number.
Here's the number for KLOS. Somebody was just thinking, you know what? If you hate The Bachelor here, just
call KLOS.
Call them.
You know what? This bullshit needs to stop.
Okay. I agree with that.
Reverse liberal
what?
McCarthyism.
What?
Is.
Did she say rehearsed McCarthyism?
It sounded like reversed.
Oh, reversed.
McCarthyism.
So.
And then she said, she went right into punk ass, I think. Let's listen to it. Just,
I don't care what you say.
Okay.
McCarthyism in any format needs to stop.
Okay, right.
I asked for the Bachelor TV show. This is the thing. Love is about helping people. Dude, Matt, if you love her, help her.
Wait, I don't think the Bachelor TV show is about love, is it? Isn't it about...
I mean, look, that's the...
pretend.
Yeah, that's the pretend that everybody sort of buys into, but nobody really believes.
You know, really, it's just to see people dissing the other people. You ain't going to go out with that loser.
They're all right. Awful people.
So it ain't about love from the get-go.
Not even
so
a
she has
bit.
The wrong number. She's yes. Something about reverse or... something McCarthyism.
Right.
And doesn't get the concept of the
show. But she's right. The S needs to stop.
It does.
She
it
is
does.
Right about no, that 100%. So far. All right.
You know, no one has... love is about forgiveness. Love is not about, oh, hey, babe, love you, man, but you got to do something on your own. Man, listen, at the end of the day, let's all look at Arsenio Hall.
What?
Now we're going to Arsenio Hall.
Wait, I thought we were talking about...
Wasn't that from the 80s, the 90s?
And today. His show, I think, was in 1989,
1990-ish. Yeah. So why?
Let's look at Arsenio Hall.
Okay.
He had a and he got canceled.
He had a what?
So the bottom line is nobody helped Arsenio Hall get a damn thing until he went on The Apprentice. And who helped him? Donald Trump.
Okay, so now, okay, so maybe this is a political thing, maybe. So she's calling to complain about politics?
I'm lost.
And Arsenio Hall?
And Donald Trump.
So all you little
hey, take it easy.
Hey.
With this little council culture bullshit, you guys need to stop. Because the only thing you truly are, is McCarthy ass 1950
ass council culture ass. That's a lot of arse.
I didn't understand most of that.
No, but so wait. So she's hoping
we're McCarthy ass.
I mean, are you going to call and leave like a complaint? Manifesto?
Yes, yeah. Right.
Maybe make sure you have the right number. And then secondly,
oh
maybe
no,
actually...
I'm happy she called us.
Oh, me too.
This makes me very
nice.
Happy.
Yes, yes. All right.
Well, let's see if she gets back to The Bachelor.
Okay.
All right.
More Arsenio, though. What did he used to do or something? Whatever.
People can make mistakes.
Right.
And if you love them, you help them grow from it.
Right.
You don't say, hey, baby, man, you know, you should have known better.
Okay, I think...
Do this on your own.
Oh, okay, well, I think now she's referencing The Bachelor again.
Oh, okay.
And I think she's saying that The Bachelor, they kick people off each week.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume she's upset by somebody that got
so everyone off or, that ever comes on the show should just stay on the show always
because
and
you,
be loving
because
to each
it's
other.
All about real love.
I don't know that that would work as a television program.
It would be a horrible television program. I'll tell you that right now. All right, let's hear some more.
Okay.
That's not what you say. We all need to help each other do better.
I agree. Agree with that.
No one is perfect. Be it black people, white people. Black people make mistakes too. Maybe they don't want to admit it. I'm black. I make mistakes. We all need to admit it. We all need to help each other.
Well,
I agree with that last part.
Yeah. I
except for you're perfect. I disagree
I
with
perfect.
That strongly.
No, 100%, yeah.
All right.
At the end of the day, this is a diverse country.
Agreed.
You know, and all this anti-Trump, anti-black people, anti-white people, anti-Asian people, bullshit needs to go away.
All right, now I'll agree with that.
I agree with that.
All right, let's that's good.
Should we just stop
right
there?
Yeah, I think she's made finally a point that makes some sense that I can agree with and have a slight idea of what the hell she's talking about.
We all agree.
Yeah, a lot of ass in there, but ultimately.
That's how I like my phone calls.
Yes, please call and leave a rambling, angry message that eventually says
love and ass. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greta Van Fleet, apparently named after their grandma, one of their grandmas. It was Greta or something.
Greta is a great old person's name.
Man, thank you. Yes. It's nice. My way, comma, soon! Exclamation point.
Let's talk about these poor unfortunate bastards that have to drive other people.
Oh, like Uber and Lyft?
I couldn't either.
I did consider driving a cab.
You did?
Back in the 80s, yeah. But I was just like, I don't think I have the patience.
I would not have the patience.
No. Either. Yeah, I mean, get out of my cab.
Well, that's what happened with an Uber driver in Chicago, I believe. Hmm. Three people got in the car. None of them were wearing masks.
Ugh.
They were very annoying. They were very drunk.
Right.
And the Uber driver ended up asking them to get out. They didn't.
That's fun.
So then they stole his phone. Listen, we're just going to give you maybe 10 seconds of the chaos that was happening inside this Uber car.
Man, I got corona. What you gonna do?
Yeah, that'll do.
So she steals his phone. She reaches up and grabs his phone. And then she says, what you gonna do? And he's like, that's my property.
Right.
Nightmare.
Right.
Just, I can't imagine having to deal with people on that scale.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were coughing on him and saying, I hope I have COVID.
Right. Now, didn't you say they turned themselves in?
They did. Yes, they turned themselves in.
When they sobered up the next day?
I believe so, yeah.
Right.
And the police actually contacted them.
Right.
Yeah. And because you have their information if you're an Uber driver.
Sure. Yeah. So, right. That's pretty dumb.
So, but two of them turned themselves in and were charged.
Right.
So, but imagine that night. Imagine being the Uber driver.
No.
Or a Lyft driver.
Right.
And the nightmare people must be.
Yeah.
I would last two rides, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's take some phone calls from people who have lived through it or are living through it. 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, and tell us about your Uber or Lyft horror stories, which you must have.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
And we feel bad for you.
Yes, man. There you go.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about how rough it must be to drive an Uber or Lyft.
Specifically, these three girls that hopped in the back of one, drunk out of their minds, started coughing, saying, I hope I have COVID, not wearing the mask.
No mask, Stole his phone. He couldn't get him out of the car.
Not a good thing.
It was a nightmare. So that's what we're taking calls about at 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, hello.
I did drive an Uber for 3.5 years.
And were they blissful, happy years or bad?
It was fun at first. But then after a while, the idiot got bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how things like that can work at first, and then eventually, for whatever reason, they just kind of fall apart, and it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, no, it was all right. But, yeah, there's the drunks and the throw-up, and I got pretty lucky. But, man, there's a million stories.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for calling in, man. Blech. Hey, it's KLOS. Got an Uber or Lyft story for us? Tales of woe.
So I used to drive for both Uber and Lyft, and I remember I picked this guy up at LAX all the way to Redlands, and he was having an emotional breakdown.
Oh no!
His little family left, and when he's asking me, "What should I do? Because I'm gonna get deported back to Spain." And man, I'm just an Uber driver. Like, this guy's asking me for life advice. It's the most awkward 70 minutes of my life.
Oh, 70 minutes. God. Did he start crying?
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually just started crying.
Oh.
But man, that was just, it was so awkward. I mean,
70 minutes, man. Wow, yeah, that is crazy. Rough. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you.
Hey, KLOS.
Hey, listen, to follow up to that story about the Uber driver with the three ladies that were in his car.
Yes. Quote, ladies, unquote, yeah.
Yeah, after that happened, he couldn't work for a while. So one of the managers at Uber took up a GoFundMe page for him to try to raise $25,000. and they raised $50,000 in no time at all.
Nice.
How about that?
Make sure you definitely get video of it for sure if that happens.
Look for people that might abuse you.
I think they're out there for sure. I love that song.
Of course you love that song.
Story of my life.
When I drink, I drink. I want to drink alone.
I prefer to drink by myself. Except with these friends over here. Yeah. Hey, man, I don't know. I think I'm going to do that and go home right now.
Okay.
Crack something open. You're going to... When's your next marathon session with Mr. Catherwood, pray tell, with great news?
It's on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So that's... What's today? Thursday? Someone comes out tomorrow. And then tomorrow afternoon...
All right.
We do the All Request Fest.
Yes!
So it's looking forward to that.
Get your Friday started, your weekend started in, and care what you request. You call up and we can find it. We will play it at you 5 to 7 tomorrow.
Greg is next.
Yeah.
Mr. Kyle, Harold. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
All right. I'm going to go home and have a drink. Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1965 when the Rolling Stones had just wrapped up the fifth tour that they had done with the Hollies. And in Essex, England, they were fined £5 each for urinating in a public place. It was on this day in rock in 1972 when Neil Young started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts with Heart of Gold. It was on this day in rock in 1972 when T-Rex played the first of two sold-out shows at Wembley's Empire Pool, and Ringo Starr filmed those shows for the Born to Boogie Apple Records documentary.
When you're back.
A heartfelt thank you to Green Leaf Botanicals, one of our advertisers helping to keep things going.